Well, that was at the UW-Milwaukee. Johnson made the remark that this election isn't about the details. He likes to think it's, generally speaking, about health care reform and the stimulus, both of which he says have failed or will fail. Senator Feingold sees it much differently, claiming to have much greater details on where to cut federal spending, that the stimulus package has helped here and there in Wisconsin, and that the health care law has started to help folks and will continue to help people. The main story that came out of that day was that five of Ron Johnson's employees at the Packer Company in Oshkosh make use of the government health program Badger Care. Comes, of course, as Johnson continues to criticize most government programs.
Sean, what are the polls saying about the Senate race, and what's key to look for at tonight's debate and here on out?
Well, I think the most recent poll is maybe what's getting most people talking. That poll came from Wisconsin Public Radio, St. Norbert College. That showed Johnson up 49-47 over Russ Feingold, you know, well within the margin of error for that poll. It's a little bit of an outlier if you compare it to other recent public polls, although the Feingold campaign says it's pretty much in line with what they've been seeing internally, and that is a close race. As for what it means for tonight's Senate debate, I think it maybe puts more pressure on Johnson. I mean, if you think about the way he's run this campaign, for a political novice, he's been remarkably poised. I mean, he's held up pretty well in debates and in media interviews. Tonight's debate's a little bit different. It's got an hour and a half format, so there's a lot of time to ask follow-up questions. There's time for the candidates to interact with each other, and there's room in the format for the moderator, Mike Gushay in this case, to ask a follow-up question if he hears sort of a non-answer, if he hears something that he wants to press the candidates on. So it's a test for Johnson.
Meanwhile, in the governor's race, the two candidates have been talking a lot about jobs lately. Chuck, you've paid attention to that issue. What's new?
Well, new unemployment rate figures came out for the state, and they show the rate continues to be below 8%, or a point below a year ago. The figures, though, also show that private sector jobs dropped in Wisconsin last month. So Scott Walker says that's more ammunition for his plan to cut taxes, especially on small businesses. Democrat Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett continues to argue he's helped larger businesses like the mining equipment company Bucyrus. Today, Barrett is promoting a new idea, creating a Wisconsin Fair Trade Practices Council. He says to act as a watchdog on federal and international trade policies. Barrett, like Feingold in the Senate race, is trying hard near the end here of the campaign to convince blue-collar workers that Republican officeholders would cut deals with corporate leaders and not look out for the rank and file.
And Sean, what about non-economic issues in the governor's contest? What are the key differences there of late? And can they trump the economy as a top issue in the next 10 days?
I don't know if they can trump the economy, but I think the candidates hope that they can make some gains around the edges. Barrett continues to hit Scott Walker on issues like embryonic stem cell research and now an abortion, running a TV ad saying that Scott Walker wants to outlaw abortion. Walker has hit Barrett on the familiar issue this campaign of mismanagement in Milwaukee. In this particular case, he's going after Barrett's mishandling, he says, of the police radio system over there. And Walker has the local police union on his side in this issue. Barrett has support of the statewide police union.